Okay, so let's start with medieval Europe, and I'll talk about the major powers there first, and then I'll move on to the Near East. So in medieval Europe, obviously we've got the Capetians, we've got a burgeoning French kingdom, the Capetians, of course, stemming from originally Hugh Capet, and the Capetian kings, and the king at the time is Philip I. Then we've got England, which at this time is ruled by William Rufus, who is one of the younger sons of William the Conqueror. In Germany, we've got the German Emperor, Henry IV. In Italy, well, Italy is very complex at this point because we have a number of emerging maritime and city-states. And of course, in the middle, we have the papacy in the patrimony of St. Peter. And just one particular area that I want to focus in on here because of its political importance is, of course, Normandy. Because in Normandy, we have ruling as Duke the eldest son of William the Conqueror, and this is Robert. And of course, Robert goes on the First Crusade. So, if you like, they are the sort of major powers that we should be thinking of in medieval Europe. Then, thinking about the Near East at this period, what you've basically got is two major caliphates, the Abbasid and the Fatimid. And the Abbasid caliphate has been very, very powerful and has led the Muslim world for centuries, but is at this point rather declining and rather fragmenting. And the Fatimid caliphate is very much on the ascendancy. Now, the Abbasid caliphate has its city of Baghdad, that's its centre, and the Fatimid caliphate, we're talking about Cairo. And as we'll talk about later, there's an interesting religious sect divide, as it were, between the Abbasids and the Fatimids. But also, as it were, the new kids on the block at this point are the Seljuk Turks, and they're going to be very important, particularly for the First Crusade, because they are overrunning large parts of Anatolia and the Byzantine Empire. And then also, of course, in the East, we have to remember Byzantium with its capital at Constantinople. So here we're talking about the Greeks, the Greek Orthodox. So obviously they are in the East. So that just gives you a little summary of some of the major powers, both West and East.